Childcare in the Washington region is among the most expensive in the country. It can cost thousands of dollars a month, more than a parent's salary, even. As Eliza Burkhan from WAMU's Affordability Desk reports, some new parents in the area are wondering whether they can afford to stay in their jobs.
Alex, a consultant and former Marine living in Alexandria, had been planning to start a family with her husband for a while. Early last year, they learned they were having twins. The girls were born 2 months early, and luckily, the family's hospital bills were covered by the military. But their expenses going forward are presenting a new challenge.
I'm coming up at the end of my maternity leave, and we have to find childcare for two babies.
The cost of infant care at Alex's neighborhood center is nearly $2,000 a month per child, or $48,000 a year.
My net income would be so minimal that it doesn't make a lot of sense to even work anymore.
Alex asked that we not use her last name because she's considering not staying at her job as a way of saving money. She says she and her husband have been frugal over the years and avoided debt as they earned their degrees. The cost of childcare was a challenge they didn't anticipate.
We've, you know, up until this point, been doing kind of like the standard, you know, American dream type thing where you go to school, you get a good job, you buy a house, and then you have kids.
Alex is not alone. Childcare is one of the largest expenses for many parents. A full year of infant care in D.C. is a large percentage of the median family income. Kimberly Perry with D.C. Action for Children says one reason the cost has grown so high is the increasingly recognized need for quality early education.
This period of birth to age three is really critical for social, emotional, and cognitive development. So the need for credentialed, trained, and degreed professionals is really critical.
For heterosexual couples who live together with their children, the challenges tend to affect mothers the most. According to recent data from the Pew Research Center, while about half of both moms and dads report that being a working parent makes it harder to be a good parent, working mothers are more likely to say that parenthood also impacts their career advancement. Marianne Bronson is an assistant professor in economics at Georgetown and says there are several ways parents' careers are negatively affected by extended time off to care for kids. For instance, after a year or two out of the workforce, returning parents can expect to make 10 to 20% less than they did before.
On top of that, you're also not advancing in your career, and the promotions you would have experienced during those 4 or 5 years out of the workforce just don't materialize.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia offer child care subsidies to low-income parents, and some counties offer even more. In the district, which already provides free preschool to all 3- and 4-year-olds, the Birth to Three for All D.C. Act aims to make childcare more affordable for all D.C. families. Kimberly Perry with D.C. Action for Children has lobbied to fully fund the act and wants to see the city continue to invest in children.
Parents want relief as soon as possible.
In the meantime, parents are faced with some tough choices.
That's fuzzy and that's fuzzy.
Several years ago, New Carrollton father Dustin Fisher left his job to become a full-time stay-at-home parent to his then-infant daughter. The family would then rely on his wife's income.
You know, why bother leaving her so I could go to a different job? You know, that just, to me, that says I don't want to be there with my kids. And I'm so sorry to anybody that takes offense to that.
With both of his children now in elementary school, Dustin is pondering his next move.
I've been out of the workforce so long, there's just such a huge hole in my resume that, you know, I haven't really tested with employers.
But even though his children don't need all-day daycare anymore, Fisher still has plenty of challenges ahead. While he navigates the job market, he'll need to consider some new financial hurdles, paying for after-school care, summer camp, and saving for college. For WAMU, I'm Eliza Burkhan.